You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. The wonderful world of wine.
Georgie Samios is here. I've got the lot pies way out in front. I've just got smashed by somebody. Said the Lions, close, they probably are actually. They've been very good form. That's what happens when you get COVID, Georgie.
Yeah.
You can say things and go, oh, it was the COVID.
Just quickly too, is there anyone in particular out there that might have been a little bit lucky that you have been waylaid with COVID over the last
Mitch
couple
McGovern.
Of days? Okay, welcome to you, George.
I don't know if he got...
Welcome to you, George.
If the shows went to town on Mitch, but by hell, did I have him in the gun. Right.
There were a couple of efforts there at the weekend that may have been less than was required under the circumstances. George, good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you. You're looking well.
Yes.
Gaz is, geez, a Herculean effort to come in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You might have to
I tell you, if there's a medal to be awarded this year for bravery.
Oh, yeah. You're joking, but yeah, you just wait till you get it. I won't see you for a month.
Well, we probably will now that we're in the studio with you.
Probably will. And then Wisp will go, oh,
I won't go down in a heap like you.
I'm off for a month.
I won't go down in a heap like you. I sent you a text during the week about something that came across my desk, which was the full set of grains that had been sold.
Yeah, and I'd like.
What did it go for?
460,000, which is a record.
A record. So that goes back to, what was the first Grange?
First Grange, 1951, and in this set, it was an immaculate bottle of 51 signed by Max Schubert, the winemaker. So from 51 to 2018, one bottle of each, 460,000.
Would they all be drinkable?
Some of them would be questionable, but unlikely they'll get opened because that set will now. So put it into perspective, in 2014, a guy that I know bought a set for 206,000. So in 10 years, it's doubled.
How many full sets do you reckon are out there?
Reports say there's less than 20. I reckon there's probably 14, 15 that I've heard of, and there could be some that you don't know about.
Okay. So would you advise somebody that was fortunate enough to have the money to start a set of?
Well, there's people trying to put them together. There's a couple of people I know that are one or two bottles short, but they're the bottles from the 50s. And, you know, like I said, a 51's probably worth 200,000.
Gary's been good this morning, but probably just one or two bottles short, haven't you? Like, you haven't been your absolute
and stand by, because I'm getting worse. Yeah.
You've been doing the last hour on your own,
exactly.
I think.
Now, you said to me yesterday, you listened to Margaret yesterday, and sent through a magnificent, it sounded great, didn't it, the crumb sausage recipe?
Yeah, it did.
So you've had plenty of time to think about what you'd accompany that with. What have you come up with?
Well, it was interesting listening to Margaret, because I know a guy in Canberra whose specialty was crumbed sausages, but his way of making them was a little bit different.
Tell us.
He used to toast the breadcrumbs first, so he got normal breadcrumbs and then he re-toasted them to make them even crunchier.
In an olive oil or something? Or?
Yeah, just sprayed them with olive oil,
yep.
And then Cobram he would coat the sausage, Cobram Estate, of course.
Yep.
He would crumb
our
the beef
favorite,
sausages.
Our oil of choice.
Oil of choice, yeah. Thanks for those litres of oil that you sent me. And then he would crumb the thin beef sausages, but only cook them in the oven. He didn't fry pan them.
Ooh.
Ah.
Hello.
So what type of a snag did he use?
Beef. Always beef, he used to say, and they've got to be thin so they can cook quickly.
Ah, that's interesting, because the feedback we got yesterday was that you go with a fatter sausage, but people were having trouble finding a fatter sausage.
Yeah, no, he was always a fan.
A thinny.
A thinny, and in the oven, no olive oil in the frying pan because it made it too greasy for him.
Who's having trouble finding a fat sausage?
Yeah.
You made that up. It's fat sausages everywhere.
I didn't.
Right. Yes, you did. you're making stuff up now that I haven't been here.
No, I can be accused of that, but I didn't make
fat sausages. You find a fat sausage at any butcher.
No. We had a number of text messages.
Rubbish.
You use Wikipedia and Google. I use our text message machine as my source of reference. And people said that they're having trouble finding a fat sausage.
You're a fat sausage. I don't believe that for one thing. Canning's the butcher's got fat sausages.
Yes, they're everywhere.
Right.
George, Dimmer, what should we celebrate his magnificent career at Richmond with?
Well, the talk all week's been about him changing the game, and he probably did, right? And so I go back to wines that changed our perception on a wine country, and I go to the Super Tuscans, which were the wines that started in Tuscany in the 70s. And so they broke the rules and basically made their wine out of varieties that weren't normally accredited in that region. And so my favourite Super Tuscan is a wine called Sassicaia.
How do you spell that?
S-A-S-S-I-C-I-A, I think it is. It retails about $800.
What?
So well within Cross your price. It's not the wine of the week, but it changed the game for the perception of Tuscan wines. And they called themselves Super Tuscans because they weren't allowed to call them wines with DOC, which right. is a classification.
So is that a heavier, full-bodied type of wine? Or?
In the middle of the red wine ladder.
You should have seen Wish trying to write down that name until you said $800.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful wine. It's predominantly Cabernet, right. whereas most of the Tuscan wines are Sangiovese. So Dimmer changed the game and so did Super Tuscans. So all the Richmond supporters, I reckon, should chip in and get him a bottle.
Big fat sausages at Glenfrey Gourmet Meats in Glenfrey Road.
No, they're lamb, though.
Number one butchers in Australia.
I know they are a fine butcher, but they're a lamb. George said these ones have to be made with a beef sausage.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't
listening.
Is that probably the most ridiculous thing he's ever said?
Up there in the top three.
Yeah.
No fat sausages left in Australia.
No, the most ridiculous thing I've said today was I gave away the ending to the show.
Yes, people outside.
And then at the same time I'm doing that, I'm looking up at the screen and they actually have the person up there interviewing them on the ABC. So I'm not the only one that's spoils the ending of the program.
We know the show had ended.
Yeah.
We just didn't realise it yet.
Yeah, but they had the winner.
Well, the people who taped it.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to apologise again.
We got a party going on.
Apparently there's a lot of fat snags out there too. I apologise to all those people.
Greg from Swan Hill reckons he's sent a tray down of the crumb fat. Not only has he got fat snags, he's got crumb fat snags.
Good
in
on
Swan
him.
Hill.
Yeah. George, I have a 2015, is it Pomerol? Chateau Sauterne?
Sauterne?
How long can I sell it for? S-C-E-R-T-A-N.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Liam from Brisbane says, I was recently in the US and I saw wine in a Tetra Pak carton. 500ml, 1 litre, 250ml. Is this something for the future?
Bagnums, they're called here in Australia. Yeah, they are. So,
what are they called?
Bagnums. So it's a bag that's a little bit bigger than a bottle. So instead of a magnum, a bottle of magnum, it's a bag that's probably a litre or 1.2. It's a new version, more modern version of the old cask wine. So you can take it on boats, you can take it to the beach, somewhere where you don't have glass. It's actually a good way to store wine, but you wouldn't be buying that wine to sell it. You'd be buying it to drink.
This is a good question because you are of Greek heritage, yes. Mm-hmm. George, my mother-in-law is Greek and cooks delicious food, rich stews, like a nice wine to accompany a hearty stew for the wintertime.
Well, if you want a Greek wine, Xenomavro is an indigenous red variety. Might be hard to find, although in Melbourne you will find probably more Greek wine than anywhere for obvious reasons. But I think you go, again, back to the middle of the ladder. So you go to Grenache, Shiraz, something with power.
What's your favourite spicy full-bodied red? That's from Mitch.
Cool climate, Victoria, so something around Great Western, a Shiraz from Great Western, something like Best's or Sepult, one of those. They've got a little bit of spice to them.
A lot of people want to know how you're going with your organisation of Gather Round next year. Are you still waiting for the dates to be released?
I'm still waiting for the dates to be released, and don't worry, the pool will not be happening, but the rest of the organisation's happening.
Have you given any thought to Gary and I and our little spot that we might be doing up there, the surprise performance?
Yeah, surprise that we're telling people a year out. Yes, I have been. Everything is based around you two doing a little spot.
Will we be able to live in the chateau there at
Saltram?
At Saltram?
Yes, you will.
Will it be properly plumbed by the time we get there?
There will be a couple of rooms that will be adequate for you, yes.
Right.
Is there a wine that I could drink that would just blow my sinuses and bring my taste back?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I know. That is a good question. I think you've got to hit something heavy. I think you've got to go to fortify. It's higher in alcohol. That might clear the nostrils a bit.
Now, have you got a wine of the week?
I have. I've got a Chardonnay because Gaz is not drinking this weekend. So I've got a Chardonnay that actually will go well with the crumb sausages.
Okay.
Brooklyn Valley Chardonnay from Margaret River. Brooklyn Valley. You'll get it for around $25. And if you do some crumb sausages on the weekend, which I think we should all have a go at them and maybe talk about them next week. Glenfarry Meats is where you can get the fat sausages.
Glenfarry Gourmet.
It's where you get the fat sausages from.
And there's one up there. There's a butcher up there apparently in Romsey too that does a nice big
fat. He's a German butcher.
He does
fat, delicious Burnbrook Fields top sausages with chunky fat.
Wow, they sound magnificent.
Crikey, now
I'm going to do a crumb sausage. What, just with the crumb, what? Should I? Is there a specific crumb that I should
make?
Gary uses a panko, but what would you use? Some stale bread and
get some sourdough. Make your own. Buy the bread and stale it out. Get it stale
and toast it. And then toast it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm asking George, who had a restaurant for 14 years, who's lost his taste.
I'm waiting for next week when a couple of 100 kilos of sausages get delivered in here for you.
Yes. Find that oil that's gone missing too. Who do you think pinched that?
Well, we were in here doing the show at the time. Okay. You have a think about that.
Georgie, it's great
people know
see.
Who you
Thanks,
are,
guys.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure Jared pinched it. That was Brooksy. That was Dunstall, not us. We'll take a break. Good on you, Georgie boy.
Thanks, guys.